I'm Charles Murphy reporting. The Henry County Commission approved a deal with Streamline Towers to put communication equipment on their tower in Wheeler Estates. County officials say it'll help improve communications in rural parts of the county. County Administrator Jennifer Davis says it'll save money for taxpayers, too.
We don't have $15 million to do this, and we were at a point where we had to do something, because especially in the Montura area, in that area, we had some areas that we don't have good service for public safety.
The estimated price of putting up a tower is about $15 million. Glades County Schools agreed to send sixth graders now attending Moorhaven Elementary to Moorhaven Junior Senior High School, effective for the 26-27 school year. They held two community meetings on the proposal, and no parents showed up. Board members say if the community was against this proposal, they would have shown up and voiced an opinion. One issue is sixth graders at the high school cannot play sports. They will request a waiver from the Florida High School Athletic Association. School board member Crystal Drake says FHSAA may grant the waiver.
It wouldn't be fair for students at West Glades to get to do it, but not students from another school in our district.
Director of Human Resources Mike Radebaugh will leave the district in July. He took a job as superintendent at a small district in northern Arkansas. The Belgrade City Commission honored Captain Emery Payne, who's retiring from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Mary Evans with the city read a proclamation honoring Payne.
And belief in communication, compassion, continuity, and involvement has resulted in measurable improvements in community trust, safety, and opportunity for the residents of Belgrade.
Payne says he'll give retirement a try. They welcomed the replacement, Captain David Tuplant, a former sergeant in the Glades. He says he's ready to get to work.
Gladly, willingly stepped into that role. I want to be out here. There's a lot going on out here. There's a lot of fantastic things going on out here, but there's a lot of work that still needs to be done.
Among arrests, 51-year-old Eric Hood of Glades County is facing a charge of aggravated battery. It's alleged that he was throwing rocks at the victim and made threats to the victim, saying he's a trained killer. The man was simply walking to the laundromat. One of the rocks hit the victim in the head. The incident on Milam Drive. The victim later was able to pick Hood out of a photo lineup. The victim says he had never seen the man before. Two Belgrade men are facing charges after a wild crash. Charges include child neglect. Jontavius Richard is also charged with reckless driving and driving on a suspended license. And Tavius Parker was charged with reckless driving, child neglect, and driving while license suspended. The crash was on March 22nd. It started out as a hit-and-run accident. Richard said he was crossing the road when he was struck near the intersection of Southwest 6th Street and Avenue C. The defendant who was struck picked himself up, got into his Lexus, and chased after the hit-and-run vehicle. And in so doing, the vehicles collided with a light pole. There were two infant children in one of the vehicles. 20-year-old Leandra Powers of Hendry County is facing charges of child abuse, leaving the scene of a crash with property damage and marijuana and drug possession. It was a hit-and-run accident at Palm Street and Pine Cone Avenue. Deputies were able to find the vehicle at Bald Cypress Avenue and Kennel Street. There was an infant in her vehicle. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.